everyone. It's April again, and Tony and I are back this week for a little more Veronica questioning and also to catch up on our animals and stuff. I have to say that I am a lucky woman. Biddy has started to put back weight on. She's acting normal. She's eating all the KD food. She's not complaining about it either. She's just very happy to have anything in her belly. She's gained at least a pound back. And she's back to annoying the cats and everything, so I know that she's feeling better. So it's like I made it through one more pest crisis. I hope it isn't a three strikes, you're out kind of thing, because I really need a break from all the pet stuff. Because, you know, when you're given a medication and you got to give this one at 3 o'clock, this one at 4 o'clock, I have to make a list and put it up on my cupboard, who gets what, where, when, and how. Or else I forget, it's too much, it's complicated. So I am really glad right now that I'm only giving meds to Nellie, who she takes a heart med and she does her eye drops. Guinness, because he's still a little guy and he's young, he's not taking anything. But now we've got Biddy, who's, let's see, she's on a supplement for her liver, and she's on, there was a couple other things. I can't remember at the moment, but she's on a few things that I have to keep giving her to keep her on the straight and narrow from her kidney problems. But she's responding, everybody's good, and April can finally sit back and maybe take a breath this weekend and not be scurrying around trying to take care of animals. We'll see. I also wanted to talk to all of you today. Our thing that we did for the $20 off for the half hour was successful. We had a lot of people that got the opportunity to talk to Veronica, but I was also informed by the people who take our sessions that they would like something. So what I'm doing is I'm announcing another discount for sessions, but this time it's going to be for our sessions. We're going to offer $25 off of the sessions from October 11th through October 19th. So if you're one of the people that does take an hour session and wondering when you were going to get your discount, this is the time. And you don't have to take the session during that week. You can take it and then book a little later on if you want. We're just trying to keep it down, you know, in a manageable level here. So you can book a session, as you all probably know, by going to aprilreadings@aol.com and leaving a request. So if you do it next week, it will be $25 off. So hopefully more people will get to enjoy the talk to Veronica. Tony, how is my little Kai boy? How is little Kai?
Well, he got his final puppy shot today. He was a good boy. He didn't cry, only because they gave him lots of treats. And
of course,
he's doing good. We start our kindergarten class next Wednesday, so this will be interesting.
Ooh, yeah. What are they going to teach? Like sit and stand and
I have no idea. Well, I didn't know that AWS, the animal shelter, they offer kindergarten classes. And I'd rather pay the money to them than to a Petco or something like that.
Yeah, because the money is used for the benefit of other animals. I don't think they do that at
right.
Petco. They benefit themselves at Petco.
Yeah. So this is going to be interesting. I feel very good about where we're going. So I'll let you know how it goes.
Oh, cool. I'll tell Guinness that he's going to go, that he got his shot and he was a brave boy. I will tell him. He'll want to know. He'll want to know.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways, I'm going to go get Veronica. And please say hello to everybody for me today. And everyone, don't forget, if you want to book an hour, it's $25 off next week. The 11th through the 19th. So I'm going to go get Veronica.
Go get Veronica. Hi, everyone. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show today. And, you know, I encourage you always to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And that's INNER whispersradio.com. So don't be shy. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Joni. In our parallel lives, do they know that they are an extension of their main life, or are they totally unaware?
Well, those who are familiar with the concept of parallel lives, they usually know. But there are a lot of people on the planet that have no idea that there is, you know, parallel lives and how they all work. I mean, we have many who are being educated at this time that we talk to, but most of the time, energy, those who are incarnate don't know. And it's a hard concept to wrap your head around, so to speak, because everyone thinks that they're the main life, but it's really, the parallel life is an extension of the main life. So it's really part of the main life, but separate. A little confusing, but that's what it is. So there are a lot of people that are unaware, but the ones that are aware understand that the main life, it's all considered the main life. These are just offshoots. And it's you being able to make different choices with the same dramas in action. So it's half unaware and half aware. That's how it works.
Okay. Chris would like to know, how can we use our imagination and emotion to create our desired reality?
Well, it's very good to think about things. Like if you want something to manifest, you really need to sit and think clearly about exactly what you want to manifest and be very detail oriented. The more detailed, the better. So you sit and you think about something and use your thoughts to create that thing. And then you can bring in the emotion, the great joy at being able to do it. And sometimes even anger, because it's such a forceful energy, is also good for creating stuff. That energy that comes from an anger moment is strong as well. So we would say that using your imagination is as simple as sitting down and allowing your mind to focus in and maybe wander around a little bit, thinking about how you would like to create this item that you're trying to manifest. And then use your emotions. Joy is the best one, but try very hard not to get all involved with it in the way that it's not an imaginary thing. Because if it's imaginary, it can become real. And that is a concept you all need to adhere to and use in your life.
Okay. Our next question is coming from JP. In regards to channeling, is there always a participant ready and wanting to be channeled?
Well, no. There are a lot of energies that aren't interested in that. They're off doing other things. If you want to channel, an energy will hear that or feel that and come. If they're interested, they'll come and look. But there's not always one just sitting there waiting. They pick their channels very carefully, and there's a lot of relationships between humans and the channelers, because everybody wants to do it, but the people on the other side aren't necessarily, or the energies on the other side aren't necessarily waiting to get to do it. When we were looking for the April Crawford, we were looking for an individual who matched our energy perfectly. And the April Crawford wasn't looking for us. We were looking for her in this instance. And when we found her, she wasn't all that thrilled at first, but over time, she became more and more aware of the value of it and decided to do it. But there's not always an energy there waiting. They'll find you if they're interested.
Okay. Next question. Francis would like to know, how do we maintain stability in a dense reality when there is chaos at every turn?
Well, this is another reason why it's so important to have a good relationship with your soul, a good relationship that will support you when you're trying to get through a chaotic day. And the planet right now is in a bit of chaos. And it's really difficult to keep one's stability. And if you reach outside of yourself for that stability, you're going to flounder a bit. You have to reach inside to your soul, contact that soul and say, look, I want to do things and I want some stability while I do it. The chaos is overwhelming. Going internal will be your answer at this particular time in your culture. Don't look for the outside because there's too many variables and there's too much chaos and there's too many people arguing and jumping up and down. You won't be able to find stability in that kind of environment. So we say, make a practice in your meditation to go internal, embrace your soul, embrace all the energy connected to your soul, and stay there when you're making decisions, especially right now. By embracing your soul, you will create a platform where you will have the stability that you're looking for, and you won't seek it after that from outside sources. You will find it much easier and more productive to go internal to the soul. That is your best bet.
All right, Veronica, that was our last question. If you want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be great.
All right.
Okay. Well, again, another good show. And, you know, I always encourage you every week to write in if you want more information on any of these topics that Veronica spoke about. And that's at innerwhispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, before we come each time for this radio session, we look around and try to see what should we talk about? What should we bring to the table? And we think today we're going to bring to the table the concept of your relationship with your own soul. As we just had a question regarding that, but now I would like to talk about that. A lot of you spend a lot of time praying, trying to do good things, trying to be spiritual, trying to be religious. And all of it's external stuff. What needs to happen is that you have this relationship with yourself. And again, you can really count on yourself more than you can outside things, especially during these times. So we'd say it's really important that you nurture and participate in your own soulful energy. First thing, it will give you a lot of extra energy that you weren't counting on in a good way. And it'll also eliminate all the riffraff on the perimeters of your reality. There's a lot of those things. So go internal whenever you can. And that's, you can pray, you can chant. There's all kinds of different ways of expressing that. And different religions offer different ways of doing that. We'd say it's time for everyone to have a clear conversation with their own soulful energy and determine what that energy wants to do. Is it, you know, going out and helping people? Is it creating? What is it? And walk hand in hand with your own soulful energy for everything that you wish to create, for everything that you want to do, and particularly for stability in the reality, just like with that last question we talked about. So starting today, take the time to have conversation. Take the time to go inside of you and find out what your soul wants to say or wants to do. Because you can get very caught up in all the linear decisions every day. And some of you have very intense jobs that there's just so much information that you're constantly treading that linear treadmill. And it's hard to remember, oh, I've got a soul and I've got this whole universe going on inside of me that needs to express itself too. Linear reality is no day at the beach. It's not a party. It's hard work. And the best way to get through it, my friends, is to go internal, have a conversation with your soul, and actually participate from that perspective as often as you can. It will make a difference.
Thank you, Veronica. Great message. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. Until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.